All right. Good to be here this evening with you. And again, my name is Eric, and I am a Fairhaven graduate. So how many college students are here tonight? You can raise both hands. I graduated in the year 2000, and the Lord kind of directed my path in a lot of different areas, but I always knew it was missions, and I loved missions, and God sent us in all kinds of different areas, and like my brother mentioned, we worked with a ministry called Independent Baptist Media for about 10 years. And another Fairhaven grad I worked side by side with, Brother Gene Sharp. And I'll probably be joining you in therapy because of those 10 years. But we traveled the world, and we just felt the need to get the gospel to the world and fulfill the Great Commission. And one of those ways was through radio, and God used that, and we just love that aspect. God's given us a little bit of talent and ability in that area, more Gene than me. I was climbing the towers and staying away from people, but he was engineering a lot of things, and I got the high end of the work. But, you know, sitting in college, I would have never thought I'd be doing what I'd be doing. And that, you need to take note of that, because you just never know what God's going to call you to do if he hasn't called you to do that already. And be ready to do it. And Fairhaven prepared me for that. There were times in my college life I didn't think I was going to get through it, but God got me through it, and pushed me in directions and motivated me, and that was Fairhaven teaching, and I can't thank Fairhaven enough for that. And so there were individuals I worked with and instilled into me some things just to get the job done and push yourself beyond limits. And that's what it was all about. And there were times I'm looking at a radio tower, and my job is to go all the way up there and install equipment so that we can get the gospel out. I'll be honest with you, there were sleepless nights. But I knew this was what God wanted me to do. And that's what we do. And it's not just me, it's all of us. We have jobs to do. And we just, we trust God, and we step out knowing in faith God's going to bless that. And he does. And so with radio, it's an awesome thing, just a tremendous ministry to be involved with. As we poured in all that work and the time and the effort and flipped that switch, and we immediately were getting phone calls and texts from people as we were there in Africa and the Philippines and different areas, as they were listening and hearing the gospel for the very first time. There were tremendous opportunities. We were in the Philippines and working with a missionary. We would only go to a local missionary there that had been established, and he got a radio license. So we would go in that area and start building and start working. And that missionary, as we finished that project, we flipped the switch, and he began to, every morning, open the Word of God and preach and teach the Word of God. And a distant island there in the Philippines. There's over 7,000 islands in the Philippines. And a distant island there in the Philippines started hearing what he was preaching and what he was teaching. And they called him that day and said, "Man, we have never heard teaching like that. Can we come to your island? Can you teach us more?" And 50 boarded a ferry and came over. And that missionary opened the Word of God and presented the gospel to them. And that day, 38 of them accepted Jesus Christ. All as a result of them hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's a tremendous thing to be able to preach the Word of God to people that have never heard it. And radio can do that. We not only do radio, we do our ministry now is called Media Lifeline, and I work with Cody up there. He's from the South, so you have to excuse him. He's also a Crown grad, so you have to excuse that. So, but somehow we get along. I don't know how, but God brought us together, and we work well together, and go to different places and assess systems for churches and do sound systems and help in that area. We consult with my home church. My home church is Tabernacle Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina. I believe my pastor has been here, Pastor Joel Logan, and we help him in all his media needs. And so we thank God for this direction. And several years ago, God began to work in my heart about expanding. And that's where Cody and I grouped up together, and we wanted to expand in the more of the internet radio. And so God has allowed us now to help. Some of these radio stations have actually shut down because of COVID, because of different aspects of what has happened. And we now run an internet radio station for them. And so God has given us a little bit of vision and a little bit of a wisdom. And we're just trusting God with this ministry that we can preach the gospel and reach people. Our heart's desire, there are so many people. When you go outside this country, village after village after village, that, I mean, they have their own language. They have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many of them have never heard the name of Jesus Christ. They don't know Jesus Christ. But with media, we can reach them. With this tool, we can reach them. And we're privileged to be a part of that and allow God to use that. If you have your Bible tonight, we'll go directly into Daniel chapter 3. And again, it's my privilege to be here. And you can, at any point, look at your neighbor and say, "Wow, he sounds just like his brother." That's fine. He actually has a little bit better voice than I do. But you should be on the radio. Daniel chapter 3, and I appreciate my brother. I appreciate his stand, his fight for fundamentalism and for doing right. He fires me up. Anytime I want to get fired up, I listen to my brother. So that's, or laugh, I listen to my brother. So Daniel chapter 3, verse number 8, we'll look into the Word of God here. And again, I am thankful to be here and thankful be a part of Fairhaven Baptist College and Church. Daniel chapter 3 and verse number 8 says, "Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Father, I pray that you bless your word. I pray that you'd speak through your word and through your servant. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. I look at these three Hebrew young men, and I look at their mindset and their spirit, and it's a spirit and mindset that each one of us ought to possess. See, in their minds, the outcome did not dictate their stand. It didn't matter what happened on the other side. They were going to stand no matter what. And that's the position, that's the mindset of a Christian. That should be our attitude. I love this story. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They wanted God's deliverance and they were planning for God's deliverance. But they said, if God doesn't show up, we're still going to stand. They said in verse 18, "But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods." They wanted and they were seeking for God's deliverance. But that wasn't gonna stop them if it didn't happen. Today, I look around us today and I see a very similar situation where we look at this past year, where the attacks of the church have happened. The downright attack of the church of God is happening all around us. And it's our job, it's our position, it should be our mindset to stand as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood and said, "It doesn't matter the outcome, I'm going to stand, I'm going to stand for God." That should be our stand. Don't let people come in and tell you that you need to bow. Our society today says we need to bow. And they're coming into the church house and they're saying you need to bow. Last I checked, it wasn't government that told us what to do. It was God that told us what to do. We ought to stand and say, you know what? You can't come into the house of God and close the house of God. We will stand whatever it takes. But today we live in the midst of, it seems like, weak and shallow Christianity. And I think the prosperity gospel and all these things have come in and creeped in, and we get in this mind that it does matter the outcome. God, I'll serve you. God, I'll go soul winning. I'll do that. But I want to see results and I want to see protection. But what if it doesn't happen? I'll give, God. I'll give everything you want me to give. But you better take care of me. You better give me a raise. You better do these things in my life. But what if it doesn't happen? I'll volunteer my time. But somebody better take notice. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. But there better not be any problems. The problem is, we can look at the promises of God, and I love the promises of God, but I believe personally that the will of God supersedes the promises of God. What if God delays? We saw it. We see in the Bible in John chapter 11 that God delayed. There was Lazarus. Mary and Martha were intent on Jesus showing up, but Jesus never showed up. Where are you, Lord? What if God delays? Will I give up? Will I quit? No. Not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were faced with certain death. The fires were there, extremely hot, and they were faced with that. But they said, we'll go if that's what it takes. We want deliverance, but if not, we'll stand. In our text, I see these young men determined. They had a fight. They had a vigor. That's what we're missing today in our society. Our young people. There's no fight. Where is that fight? I've tried to instill some of that in my kids, and we fell in so many measures. But we have to fight. We have to have that in us, that I'm going to do right, no matter the outcome. They anticipated God to show up. They were trusting the promises of God. For Samuel, for the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake. They were trusting. But that wasn't their premise. God will deliver. But God will deliver in His time and in His way. And His will supersede anything else. I want you to see God's deliverance. What happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Daniel chapter 3 and verse number 20. It says, and he commanded the most mighty men that were in the army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound with their coats, their hosen, their hats, and their other garments and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. God's deliverance, when it comes, it gives form. In verse 25, he said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. God's deliverance gives form. Their fear, that day, their fear was diminished by faith as they trusted God in faith, following and knowing 1 Samuel 12:22 that says, "For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake." They were trusting. No doubt they had fear. But their fear was diminished by their faith. And their faith became sight. It gained form for them. And one day, our faith will take form. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we serve. One day, our faith, as we stand before Jesus Christ, will take form. We have the same hope as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as we go into trials, as we embrace these things. We have the same hope and the same promise. And so in knowing that, I embrace the fire. I embrace that hardship, for that's where God is. It gives form. And then in verse 25 again, it says, "He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire." They were loose. They went into the fire pretty bound up. But God freed them. They're bound. And it seems hopeless. But God gives them freedom. And that's what we have to understand as we go through, as we look at these hardships and we look at the trial and we look at the storm ahead of us, that if we don't go through that, we may never experience the freedom of Christianity as these guys did. They experienced a freedom. They were freed from their bonds. And God can free us from our cares and from this present world if we embrace the fire, if we go to the fire. Don't run from the fire. Go to it. Embrace it. It gives freedom. And then this is amazing. Verse 25, he answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire." It gives fellowship. There they were walking with the very Son of God in the midst of a fire. You say, how does that happen? Because they embraced the fire. It gives fellowship. So many that have come through these pews, have come through this church. They've run into the wall. They've run into a hard time. They've run and they've purposed. But they came upon the fire. And instead of embracing the fire, they went the other way. And they no longer are experiencing the fellowship that they could have had. The sweet fellowship of God. If we just embrace that fire. Man, these men had a great moment with the Son of God. And it's all because of a terrible, terrible situation. There's nothing sweeter in life than close fellowship with those you love. And I know we're Damerons, but we kind of struggle in that area of love. But times we get together with family, It's a great time. The holidays is a great time. We get together with family and we fellowship. You know, we fellowship with one another. We fellowship with God's people. We learn. It's not about us. It's what is your need? How can I help you? We're fellowshipping. See, fellowship is about focusing on others. And that leads into my next point is their hardship. As they went through that fire, it gave focus to them. The Bible says, verse 25, that they have no hurt. They weren't in the midst of the fire crying or sobbing and so consumed with themselves. And that's what we do when we go through a storm or we're laid up in the hospital and we're so consumed with what's going on here. But that's not what it's all about. Those hardships should give us focus. It's about fellowship. It's about a focusing on the Son of God. It's about focusing on others. And that's where they were. They weren't focused on their situation. They weren't screaming in the fire. They weren't out of control. See, when you go through the fiery trials, your focus is changed. You begin to be more focused on what's really important. Faith. Family, friends, they become real important. See, it gives focus. They were not concerned with what was going on inside. They were with the Son of God. And lastly, I see verse number 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss and against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces and their houses be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort." You see, it gives fruit. It gives fruit. If Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have said, "You know what, who's going to know? Let's just bow today and let's just get this done with." They would have never influenced a powerful king. But because of their stand, it gave fruit that day. These Hebrew men were able to change the heart as God changed his heart. As they were used of God, God changed a wicked king's heart. Look at our society today. Look at who's in charge of our society today. Maybe it's our fault because we don't go through the fires and we're not bringing forth fruit. And they look at us and they say, "You know what? There's no difference. There's no difference in what you do. But I have a God. I have an almighty God. If I don't bow, if I stand and I go through that fire, God can make a difference. God can stir these people up." That's what we need in our society today. People that stand and say, "I will not bow, but I will stand. Whatever it takes, if it takes my life, that's what I'll do. Oh, I want deliverance. I want the mindset of Daniel, of these three Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Their mindset, yes, they wanted deliverance. They were hopeful of that deliverance. They were seeking for that deliverance. But if not, I'll go through that fire. Oh, if we would just have that mindset. But if not, we'll go through that fire. And it'll make a difference in so many lives in our society. I pray that God helps us do this.